Tim, how are you?
Good, buddy.
Hey, I'm doing some reading this weekend, and I was wondering, does the governor get a pass when he doesn't know how to conduct business as governor? Just interesting to see how confrontations, if you will, with the civil service and with other entities and him learning what he can do, what he can't do, how fast he can go. Does he get a pass for a while?
Well, look, at the guy's new to town, but he does have people around him who know what's going on. I don't think the civil service thing is much of a dent on his record. It was probably a rude awakening for him, as his press secretary or communications director said. There's a lot of stuff that he goes, who invented this? You know, why are we doing that? So in the grand scheme of things, I think it's a blip.
Do you foresee him having challenges once he releases his budget?
Yes.
Okay, why?
Because,
I mean, we know there's going to be a lot of cuts, there's going to be a lot of severe cuts, but he's got the majority.
Yeah, but here's the two stories on the budget. There will be the crying and gnashing of teeth over the content of the budget, and then there will be the crying and gnashing of the teeth on the way he wants to do the budget. Traditionally, the budget director and the governor put together a huge document with specific proposals on every program under the sun, where the money should go. Lawmakers then pick that apart and decide what's best and what's not. Mr. Snyder, to a large extent, we are told, is going to do what is called a rolled-up budget. So, for example, on the corrections budget, which last year was 121 pages, this one will be, count them, three or four lines. It will not have specific programs. It will have dollar amounts. And the intent of the administration is to present this to the legislature. They should sign off and then let the department directors decide where the money goes.
Wait a minute. Don't we need details?
Well, that's what the Appropriations Committee people will say, and they're already saying it. In fact, that's the story that we're working on today, that they don't like roll-ups because they get paid to pick apart the budgets, regardless of who it is. So Mr. Snyder is picking a fight with members of his own party, particularly the Senate Appropriations Committee, where I talked to the chairman, and he said, this is not likely to happen, which was an understatement, believe me.
What do you think about the ergonomics bill?
You know, this has been a long, long-held issue by the business community. They didn't like this idea. I think this is Mr. Snyder again playing to his base. I think you also could see a move to upset labor by eliminating Michigan's MyOSHA law. There is duplication there. The federal government has a MyOSHA law. Michigan has one. That's duplication. This governor doesn't like duplication, so there's going to be plenty of fights to pick after. But look, the honeymoon for Mr. Snyder ends at 11 o'clock on Thursday. Set your watch.
Tim, in looking at Senate Bill 19, which authorizes jail for willfully disrupting a religious service, sounds like not that big a deal, but it seems like it might be unconstitutional.
Well, there will certainly be a challenge from the ACLU on this thing, and this was brought about by a disruption of a church service in Delhi Township. And Senator Rick Jones got on it and passed it out of his committee, and it got bipartisan support in the Senate last week, only a couple of guys voting against it. You know, the argument will be that if you're in your church, can you do and say anything you want? There will be some who say yes, and there will be some who say no. Right now, the Senate has said yes.
How do you foresee Rick Snyder once this budget is released? How do you foresee him handling the reaction to it?
Well, it'll be his really first test of whether he can put together the votes to get what he wants done. On this rolling up the budget, my guess is that's a non-starter. He might be able to get that through the Michigan House, where there are not the senior members of the legislature left, and they think, well, this is a good idea. We can solve the budget in just four lines. Hey, let's go ahead and do it. But the guys in the Senate are a little more jealous about the turf that they protect, and that's what they get paid to do on the Appropriations Committee. The old line is the governor proposes and the legislature disposes, and I don't think they're going to fall in line on this one.
Tim, there didn't seem to be a lot of noise, a lot of pizzazz with the Democratic State Convention.
It was a yawner, but nobody expected it to be much more than that, and they expected the battle cry to be on to 2012. Debbie Stabenow was there, and Mark Brewer got elected chair and promising to make some changes, which you do when you're under attack. But I don't think there's many Democrats that believe it was Mark Brewer's fault that the Democrats took a bath last November. But they do have to get their act together, work a little more on messaging. But the thing was a yawner.
Tell us about Robert Emerson. Hadn't seen that name in a while until I read it in your blog this morning.
He showed up at a hearing last week. Actually, I've seen him around town a couple of times. He looked like he just came off the street from a homeless shelter, actually. But that's Emerson, you know. Kind of a scruffy beard, and he was dressed in a parka, and he was watching the hearing. And I said, "You really miss this stuff, don't you?" And he said, "Yeah, I really do." And I said, "Well, what are you doing with your time?" He said, "Well, I'm working on puzzles, jigsaw puzzles, in his basement." This guy will have find a job. He's employable, probably by the end of February. My guess is he may end up as a lobbyist in town.
What are you going to work on for Channel 6 tonight?
We're working on this story of changing the way the budget is adopted. It's going to be a huge challenge for this new governor, and it'll be interesting to see if he sticks to his guns, because if he does, he's going to be shot at.
Big Thursday and Friday. Can't wait.
Can't wait, man.
All right, enjoy your day.
My pleasure.